the wire to each one of the, to each, okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock?
It'd be a stone fence, a rock fence.
Do they have those here?
No, they do not. They have them out in Kentucky quite a bit up in there now.
More rock up there?
Yes, in Israel. In Israel quite a bit too. Rock.
If you wanted your hen to start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, I call it a nest egg, but that doesn't.
What would it be made of?
It's made out of glass or gourd. They have some of them look like gourds. It's nest egg, and some are made out of glass. Some of them.
What do you call the material that your best dishes are made of?
China.
Did you ever see an egg made of that?
Yes.
What would you call it?
A China egg, I guess.
Okay. Did they use those for nest eggs?
Well, that's a glass. That's what they are talking about. A glass egg.
Uh-huh.
That's what.
Right. And what would you carry water in?
A bucket or a pail, I call them.
Are they the same thing?
Yes, a pail and a bucket would be the same thing.
What are they made of?
Well, some of them made out of cedar buckets.
Would you ever say cedar pail?
Well, yeah, I would say cedar bucket. I wouldn't say cedar pail.
Okay.
But a pail uses what they're milking, the milking pail.
Is it the same size as a bucket?
Well, there's different sizes of buckets and all. It's
So a pail is just sort of one type of bucket, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And what's a pail made of?
It's made of, sometimes it's made of aluminum and then zinc or something like that. Zinc.
Oh. Okay. What would you fry eggs in?
Grease.
Well.
Skillet, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what is it made of?
It's iron. Use a cast iron. Something like that.
Did you ever see one with legs for cooking in a fireplace? What would you call it?
We have some up the house right now. They're I can't think of the name. I know what you're talking about, but
did you ever hear it called a spider?
No, it's
how about an oven or a Dutch oven?
Dutch oven, yeah.
All right.
Dutch oven, sure.
Do you use it for cooking?
We've parched peanuts in them, and also we've used it to, we've never actually cooked on it yet. We have this fireplace, big fireplace. We have a fire hook, you know, when it's big, when it's the hook where you hook the pot hook. And we have an old iron pot. We're going to swing it over the pot and cook beans in it.
How big is that pot?
I guess it's about 3 gallon, two gallon pot, something.
What would you call a great big one you might keep out and back to boil clothes in?
That's a wash pot.
Okay.
It's not quite as large as a wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What would you, could you do anything with a wash pot other than boil clothes?
Oh yes, you could make soap. And well, we've used them for quite a number of things. In fact, when we were first married, a man gave me about five bushels of peaches. And so, gave them to me one Friday, and my wife, of course, had ruined if I couldn't peel them. Also, I told her I'd peel them for her.
Oh my.
So I got me a wash pot, a large wash pot, filled it full of water. I got 3 tubs in it, filled them full of clean water too, and took some Red Devil lye and poured in this boiling water. And I took a feed sack and punched some holes in the bottom of this feed sack.